It's time for another KOALITV.com interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Greg Cook. He is the CEO of Castleview Hospital. And with the recent changes that are going on, there are going to be some changes going on at the hospital. And it sounds like most of them are for the better. Mr. Cook, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet, Dave. Glad to be here.
So let's start right off at the top. You are reopening for some procedures, correct? Some medical procedures.
Correct. It's time to get back to some sense of normalcy. And so we're going to open up on a limited basis. We want to make sure that we're not taking that too fast, and that we're keeping the public and our employees safe. So yeah, we'll be offering some procedures slowly as we ramp up over the next several weeks.
Okay, and mostly like outpatient kind of surgeries and things?
Yeah, mostly outpatient procedures that are a little less urgent. We locked the hospital down and eliminated those elective procedures and have only been doing emergent or urgent cases in the past. And so we'll start doing some of the more, I would say, urgent elective cases as we ramp up.
Okay, now if a patient, how will they receive information as far as their procedures and things like that? How is that going to come across now?
Sure. You work through your primary care provider or whichever provider you've been seeing for those procedures. And so they will guide you through the steps and rescheduling that if needed, and they'll help you navigate that process.
Okay. Now, is this going to change any kind of screening or visitation at the hospital at all?
Not much, maybe a little bit. We're still going to implement, you know, the strict visitation guidelines. Everybody will need to be screened. Some of the criteria that we can talk about in order to have a surgical procedure at the hospital, and your provider will step you through this, but you'll need to have a COVID-19 test, and the result needs to come back negative. As far as visitation goes, we are going to keep the same restrictions in place with a couple exceptions. If you're a surgical patient and you're going to have one of those elective procedures, we will allow one visitor. We're also relaxing just a little bit on our ER visitation policies, and we're going to allow one visitor there as well. So all of the other visitation policies that we've communicated in the past will stay in place.
And that includes like labor delivery and all that stuff will be the same as it's been.
Correct. We'll allow visitors for pediatric patients, OB patients, patients that need a caregiver, or those on receiving end-of-life care. They can have a visitor as well.
Okay. Now, does this mean that even people, I would assume, the people that are going in for visitation would have to have a test? Would they be tested or no?
They will not be tested. They'll be screened, ask if they're having any symptoms, a fever check or temperature check. They'll be required to wear a mask, and then we'll ask them to stay in the location. So if they're visiting a surgery patient, we'll ask them to stay in the pre-op area, not come and go, and those type of things. Everybody will be screened, but they will not be tested.
Okay. Speaking of testing, have the procedures changed at all for the COVID testing?
Outside of the surgery patients that will be tested to determine if they're negative, nothing has changed. So if you're having symptoms, speak to your primary care provider. They will order a test, and then they'll guide you through the process. And again, we're not charging for those tests. That's a free service that we're offering. Those samples are sent to the state lab, and we're getting results in about 24 to 48 hours. Sometimes that stretches a little bit, but the procedures for testing if you have symptoms are the same as they've been.
Okay. And, you know, one of the last things we need to touch on is we always have been hearing in the news about antibody testing. And can you kind of explain that? And what is that? And is it going on?
Sure. Antibody testing, I'm going to throw out some clinical terms I'm probably not qualified to speak about. I'll probably get all the doctors at the hospital upset with me, but I'll do the best I can. I'm not a clinical individual. But antibody testing, once you've had the virus and you've recovered, your body develops antibodies that help avoid getting that illness in the future. Antibody testing is something that you'll hear about a lot in the coming weeks and months, and you've probably heard about it recently. But there's a lot of questions about antibody testing. There's still a lot of unknowns. There are only a few tests that are approved by the FDA. There are many tests out there that are probably pretty good, but we just don't know yet. So I would encourage you to educate yourself a little bit on that antibody testing and speak to your provider. We're doing that at the hospital. There are some providers that have offered antibody tests in their offices, and you can seek those out. But definitely educate yourself on what that means. It doesn't help any treatment. It just tells you if you've been exposed, and I think a lot of people will be very curious about that. I know I am.
Okay. So just to kind of wrap up, you are opening up to some elective procedures and just kind of outpatient care and outpatient surgeries. Is that...
Yeah, again, just on a very limited basis. We want to make sure that we do this right. We don't want to create harm or expose anybody. And so on a very limited basis in the next coming weeks, we will ramp up slowly for outpatient elective surgeries, those that are not emergent or urgent. We're still doing those, obviously, but any cases that were previously rescheduled, we will start doing slowly. So that includes imaging and some other things. But there are some procedures that we're not doing, but we'll communicate that as time goes on.
And you said as far as those are concerned, to kind of go with your primary care provider, and they'll let you know what's going on with that.
Correct. If you need a procedure, just reach out to your provider. They would have been the ones that you were speaking to originally, and when those were rescheduled, just reach back out to them and say, hey, I think I'm ready. Can I? And they we communicate with them on a daily basis, and they're very aware of what's being allowed and what can be done.
Okay, and just as kind of a wrap up, you had something that you wanted to add.
We just want to say thank you. The community has been tremendously supportive, and it's very humbling, the businesses and the community leaders and patients that have reached out to offer supplies and food and support, time. All of those things have helped us get to the point we're at, and so we just want to say thanks for your support. We appreciate it, and hopefully we can get back to some sense of normalcy.
Kind of always felt like that's one of the best things about a small town.
It's a wonderful thing, and it's a great thing about Carbon and Emery County. Everybody's been very willing to chip in and help. It's been humbling to see the support.
All right, that was Greg Cook, Castleview Hospital CEO, just kind of letting you know what's going to be going on at Castleview in the next couple of weeks. Thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com.